When Amy Juno was forced to move off the land she was renting near Cross Plains and out of the mobile home she owned, the full-time nursing student and mother of three didn't have a lot of options.
I never ever thought I was going to be a person that was going to have to go to a homeless shelter. Never.
While Amy had to wait to get into a shelter, her kids didn't have any delays in their education. The Middleton Cross Plains School sent a taxi each day to pick up her children from the Eastside Madison Motel where she was temporarily staying. It wasn't a special favor they were providing. It was the law. Under the federal McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act, schools are required to have a liaison to identify students who are homeless and provide them with the appropriate services. Those include immediate enrollment. Even if the child has no paperwork, the school must arrange transportation, provide free meals, and point them toward community agencies that can help. Currently, only 12 districts in the state receive federal grant funding to help them comply with the law. The state's largest district, Milwaukee, has three dedicated liaisons to assist with their swelling homeless population. In Madison, one liaison oversees the transitional education program. Shannon Stevens is a TEP social worker who's tasked with a rewarding but difficult job.
They're not always the kids that schools open their arms wide for, because they do come with their baggage behaviorally, emotionally, psychologically, physically. All the problems of adult homelessness can be seen starting in the kids who are homeless also.
Stevens and experts seem to agree that for homeless kids, having at least one constant in their life, school, is crucial. McKinney-Vento requires the parents be given the option to have their children attend the school of origin, meaning the school they attended prior to becoming homeless. For Juno, who had to move from her trailer to a motel to a downtown shelter, then to subsidized housing, not having to switch her kids to a new school mid-semester was huge.
I could have transferred them to a school that over here, but then that would have meant my kids had to transfer twice to different schools in the same year. And I thought, no way, I'm not going to put my kids through having to transfer again.
But it's not an easy task to arrange transportation for this very fluid population. Parents with working vehicles often receive a gas stipend to get their kids to class. Older students navigate the city bus system. But for younger children, that's just not an option. Renee Bremer coordinates all transportation for the Madison School District. For the homeless, she schedules a bus route that picks up kids at shelters, a separate shuttle to swing by area motels, and for the many occasions where the bus just isn't convenient, Bremer calls a cab.
Our job is, here's this child, get them to school safely, on time, and ready to learn. And that's what we try to do here, as best we can with the tools we have to work with.
And while the federal government doesn't provide a lot of money to schools for those tools to assist homeless students, it does provide the mandate through McKinney-Vento that ensures that there's a liaison in each school advocating for kids. For communities, they're a resource to help homeless children secure a stable education, even when their home life is not. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.